crossing you in style.
Someday. Such a crazy world to see. We're all chasing after all the same, chasing after all the same. River wider than a mile,
good evening, Medford, Somerville area / greater, I guess, greater country area.
Probably most people are listening.
Maybe.
Yeah. Hello, anybody out there in Princeton, New Jersey might be listening, aka my parents. Likely not, because they sometimes forget this show. But that's okay.
It's all love.
It's all love. This is Mandy B.
And this is DJ Marnie Eggs, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And we're back.
Bird watching.
Oh, yeah.
That was so good.
That was very good.
So, you might be wondering, where's the Brady World Peace? She's back in Medford. Why is she not on her own show? And I really, it hurts my heart to say this, but the sisterhood was calling tonight.
Oof.
And she left me for the sisterhood that she might indeed be dropping anyway.
Oh, that's super tough. It's super tough. The tea has been spilled. I repeat, greater Medford, Somerville area, the tea has been spilled. There's Lipton everywhere.
There
Everything's sticky.
Is. It's so messy.
I can't find my glasses.
I'm so sorry. And it's absolute mayhem. And I'm sorry that I did you like that, Libretti. You didn't deserve that. And your mom is probably listening because you didn't tell her that you weren't on the show tonight.
Oh, goodness.
But I want you to go to bed at 9:30. And I want you to get those 8 hours and feel refreshed tomorrow.
Just so many cats being let out of the bag right now. So many cats.
Claude, if you want to call in, you're welcome to.
Oh, please. I just want to see the light go off in 3, 2. It's not going to go off.
It's okay. Probably not going to go off. We'll give That's you time, fine. Claude. Whenever it feels
so much
right.
time. You get 24 minutes before you have to before you have to go to bed, Libretti. If you really
so
do
true.
Want to call in.
Yeah, or you can pop in. But it's no pressure. So for those of you who are just school year listeners, DJ Morning Eggs was a frequent guest this summer. really just made his claim to fame on the live radio airwaves.
I did my best, you know. I brought in some of the Clout House representatives, board members, if you may, aka my housemates. And I think we definitely made our presence known. Hopefully not too abrupt, not too many splashes, and too many puddles, but you know.
If I do recall, my dog sang on that show.
It was quite an amazing time to be alive.
It was
quite an amazing time to be DJ Morning Eggs, for sure.
But is it ever not an amazing time to be Morning Eggs?
Only lunchtime, because nobody really eats eggs at lunch, you know.
You're right.
Nobody's really down for morning eggs at lunch, you know.
Sometimes
if you're doing, you know, breakfast or dinner, then maybe. But
I just had dinner with somebody who made himself French toast for dinner. And I was just humbled and proud to be eating my pasta next to him.
Truly humbling experience.
It really was. Shall we play another song for the fans?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
It's just chill vibes in here tonight, everyone.
Just watching some birds, you know?
We really are. This is a good one. All right, here we go, team.
Time to hear a good one. Artist unknown.
But enjoy.
I know you're afraid your heart will be broken, but I'm too madly in love with you. To let how I feel go unspoken, so I'm gonna bet it all on you. Every part of you needs a part of me. Ain't that perfect? I don't got a lot, give you all I got. It don't matter. Roll with me, roll.
be back.
It was actually an amazing song that I don't think I've heard before.
That was a Discover Weekly find, actually.
Spotify.
Yeah, I know.
Just like the one in like 50 songs that Spotify actually chooses for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, you might actually like this.
Then like every once every like 3 weeks, you're like, that was kind of good.
Yeah, you're like, wait, I don't understand what's going on.
Listening for 3 hours to like nonsense.
Yeah, you don't really understand where these playlists come from because it's essentially like putting your favorite kind of chocolate or favorite dessert and then like mixing it in with like spaghetti and like a bowl of, you know, just a really huge pot of like boiling pasta.
Like big L vibes.
Those are usually what the Spotify playlists are like.
Yeah.
That they make for you.
But every once in a while, the sweet and savory come together just perfectly.
And it's just like the perfect amount of salty and, you know, like sweet and savory all at the same time.
Of course.
And you don't know why or how, but you just gotta go down the rabbit hole, you know.
Would you like to explain to the listeners your salty lunch that you had today?
Oh my God, wow. Well, quick plug, Bagelsaurus in Cambridge, Mass.
Mm.
Very good bagel spot. Would highly recommend.
Incredible joint.
Just quite the spot. Some sit down space.
We're also on the like street.
A bench right outside as well for those who enjoy a little bit of sunlight.
Yeah, only a little though.
Or lack thereof. And yeah, no, I usually get the classic jumbo gobos, and it is comprised of two strips of bacon, mustard, butter mustard, I'm not sure, some kind of cheese that would normally really jack up my bowels, but I stay strapped with lactate, another shameless plug, and sponsor me for lactose enzymes.
He uses it so much.
Just all the time.
Like lactose can't stop him.
Just they can't. They really can't. They try. And what else is in there? Some cheese. Ooh, an over medium egg.
Heck
and
yeah.
Usually
that's
some
important.
Salt and pepper.
It's
yeah.
the medium.
It really is. Because you don't consider it. Like usually an over easy egg would just kind of fall out. But over medium, however. It's cooked both sides and still has the yolk intact on the inside. It's kind of ridiculous.
It's the physical integrity that really is important.
Yeah. Take everything into account. Why don't you unpack your sandwich?
Okay, I can do that. So it's the egg spaniola.
I'm sorry. Can you say it again for the people in the back?
You know, sure. Egg spaniola, with the ñ over the n.
Hard ñ.
As all the Spanish listeners probably appreciate, my pronunciation. I don't know if it's worse to pronounce it so horribly as to prove that I have no idea how to have a Spanish accent, or to try and then embarrass myself further. So I'll think on that tonight and I'll get back to you guys.
It's all good.
But and then I went for a little seeded wheat for health purposes because, you know, you always just gotta check your health.
Gotta keep your wheat intake up.
You really do.
The levels have to stay high.
I'm a huge fan of gluten. And then a little over medium egg. Although for some reason my sandwich was still super messy, even though there was no runny yolk. And then a little, some kind of aioli, which is critical for a good sammy in my opinion. Or a mustard butter also. You just need some kind of like wet spread.
Any kind of slightly viscous spread is just going to do you well in that situation.
100%.
Because the bread kind of soaks it up, so it maintains the flavor throughout the entire bite / consumption.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, you're getting a little bit of cream in there. It's not a dry sandwich, you know?
It's definitely not a dry sandwich.
You can't say it's a dry sandwich because it'd be false.
No, not a Bagelsaurus. They don't serve any dry sammies out there. And then some kind of like thick block of cheese.
Mm.
I think it might be feta, but I've never seen so much feta like on a sam. Like, it's just unprecedented.
one would say it was a feta wop of cheese. Wow.
Oh my God. Sorry, I almost just fell out of my chair because I was so unprepared for that.
Boom, morning eggs.
In the house.
Wow.
Wow. Welcome back, morning eggs.
I'm firing on all three cylinders.
The airwaves are popping off. Uh-oh. There's so many callers coming in right now, but we can't answer any of them because I still have to finish talking about my Sammy.
We just
got
to slam them. Sorry.
Yeah, no, but we love how much you appreciate us. And then, you got to add the avocado for $1.
What's that?
Yeah.
What's that?
So, that's all we have to say about our lunch excursion. And then some cookies.
Brilliantly crafted and baked by your own Mandy B. Mm. As well as Liv Roscoe.
Yep.
Yes.
Also,
they're very, very, very good. I would recommend trying them with almond milk. Mm. Or your local skim milk as well.
It's any kind of dairy or non-dairy option.
Any dairy or non-dairy, even your own lactate.
That'll do the trick for anything. So that's really all I have to say. There's a super, super great song coming up by our main girl Yubba, who really just like inspired a revolution this summer. I don't really know when she started.
I don't think anyone really does.
Mm-mm. But we don't deserve her.
I watched an interview recently of her being featured on PJ Morton's one of PJ Morton's songs from his Gumbo Unplugged album. And she said, you know, I made a YouTube video of one of PJ's songs and like got like 80% of the words just wrong. But he really liked the video, and you know, he asked me to come in and, you know, actually sing that song.
That's awesome.
And I was working on homework while also watching this mm-hmm. video, and just got really emotional for no reason. And I was like, is this like stress combined with, you know, extreme emotion for, you know, everything that Yev has been through? Or is it just like, I just need like some sugar or something?
She's
just so brave. Why can't everyone be like Yev?
So just moral of the story is, like, just try your best, and even if you don't succeed for 96% of it, you could still be featured on someone's very popular song.
Exactly, you know? Just, like, you gotta really drive home the 4%, though. You mm-hmm. gotta really want it.
Exactly. So with that, here's Evergreen.
Through it, I prayed I'd keep my soul. Went down to the river where the water the only place I know. Oh, I can see the forest for the trees. So will you wait for me? Will you wait?
my own. See, nobody wants to be in love alone. So I'm trying my best not to overreact. But I need to know right now, no lies, just facts. So if you love me, just say so. Cause I can't play these games with you no more. So if you love me, just say so. I need to know from you right now before I go.
It's just that I can feel I'm falling deep. And I don't wanna fall unless you're falling with me. I need to know if this is really real. And if you feel the same way that I feel.
So if you love me, just say so.
Just say so.
Cause I can't play these games with you no more. So if you love me, just say so.
Then just say so.
I need to know from you right now before I go.
Just say
la 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 la. La la la.
Oof. Mm. PJ.
PJ, sir. Don't do us like that.
So many things.
He's really just such a glorious man.
He's a talented lad.
So yeah, we were just talking about I don't even know. Apples.
Oh yeah, wait. We were talking about apples. Talking about how PJ Morton basically kind of made his stake again, I guess, in 2019, and nobody had really heard of him, at least, you know, before roughly like 2008, which is kind of wild. But even going back through his discography now, you're like, I don't really recognize any of these albums. But then when I remember introducing PJ to my mother, whose age I will not disclose on the air.
Also
but,
important.
I'd say roughly born in the early 60s and thought that roughly just kind of if I would eyeball it.
Yeah, no,
and
of course.
She said PJ really paralleled a lot of the artists that she listened to in like church, for example. And being from an evangelical family, like there's just a lot of music involved. Services like upwards of 2.5 hours of just music mixed in with like a 5 hour long, you know, service, which is very, very, very old and outdated, but efficient for some people.
Yeah.
And so yeah, no, it was very interesting to hear some of PJ's thoughts and a lot of the newer artists that he's been bringing into this world that we so much appreciate.
So when you look at your next discography, you just look at PJ Morton.
Just gotta find PJ Morton, spelled the letters PJ space Morton, M-O-R-T-O-N, for the people in the back. That's a uppercase PJ, no space. And then a space after the capital PJ.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Capital M, followed by O-R-T-O-N on Spotify, Apple Music, and I believe SoundCloud as well.
Probably. Also, Salt Brand, if you can't really remember. Morton Salt. Just a little plug for sodium. So
sponsored by Morton Salt.
None of this is endorsed, but all of it is sponsored. So yeah, we actually have a certain book open right now. I don't know if it's ready to be.
I don't know, what book do we have open?
Perhaps the PSA book.
Oof. Well, I think we found the PSA for the evening. I feel confident about it. I guess it's time to jump in, or should we go to a song? Should we leave them in?
No, we must jump in.
All right. Well,
the picture's too good.
Alternative scouting PSA. There's for reference, a picture of three Boy Scouts and five Girl Scouts. The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this co-educational, inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling 636-542-8855. Public service message from the Baden-Powell Service Association and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
That was less exciting than I thought it was going to be. The picture is so intriguing of these like
it really is,
tiny kids.
Only, I think there are like three kids that just aren't looking at the camera.
No, it's so confusing.
And then two of them kind of look like serial killers. One of them definitely is a serial killer.
One is wearing a bucket hat.
Yeah, and it's like not the most aggressive bucket hat that you... It's kind of like a cross between a bucket hat and a Ranger's hat.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one's wearing a beret.
She totally is.
And
that sucks.
Yeah, I don't really get what's going on. It's like, I guess, scouting with class.
They all have little like ties.
Little
around
neckties,
their neck.
Yeah, but they're just all really poorly done.
But like one didn't tie her necktie.
Yeah,
like,
she's just
like mom's busy running out of the house.
Could not get the necktie done today.
Speaking of neckties, for my first grade school picture, I wore a bandana on my head.
That's edgy.
Yeah, it was. And when I was about to take the picture, the school picture taker was like, "Are you sure your mom's okay with you wearing the bandana in the picture?"
What'd you say?
I said, "Of course." Mm. Then I got home, my mom had no idea I wore a bandana to my first grade school picture.
Wow. Just a rebel.
I'm such a rebel. But also, note to future self, don't let my children wear bandanas.
Yeah, most definitely do not do that. I mean, I would never catch my kids.
No.
I just wouldn't. They wouldn't know well enough to think that was a good idea. I'd just kind of keep bandanas off the table for any kind of, you know, school-related event.
It's important, you know? Just to lay down the law.
It
like
is,
that.
You know? Like tie-dye, fine.
Maybe.
You know, like maybe on a theme day, let's call it.
On a theme day, yeah.
Like sure, for recess, you can pull out the tie-dye shirt, but
if you want to cut it up, go for it.
just like maximum 40 tassels,
yeah,
with beads on the end. No more than that.
Don't cut it too short.
Not too short.
We don't
short,
even need midriff,
please.
Okay?
We don't. Well, this is an educational building.
We're still in elementary school, okay, right. Kids?
There's no need to rush.
Mm-mm. You know?
Got all of middle school for that.
Oh, baby. They love the midriff in middle school.
They could not get enough of the chokers.
Well, actually, there's two options. Either it's full midriff from those like full rebels, or it's full like double shirt, where you take the undershirt and you pull it down like past your butt onto your jeans.
Nice.
And then you have the upper shirt that like still wouldn't show your tummy. So I'm unclear why you were wearing it. Why you're wearing the undershirt.
Yes.
I guess.
I never understood it. I'm not going to pretend like I ever did. I'm not going to pretend like I still do.
No.
But I think probably the peak of my fashion stage was when I used to skate. And I
question.
Just
to clarify, figure skate or roller skate?
Oh, skateboarding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
On a wooden piece with some metal things attached to it and wheels.
Okay.
That skating. And I wouldn't say I was like the rebel skater that people, you know, usually associate with skating. I was more like, you know, home by 8 p.m., you know, like, you know, 6 to 8, you know, skate park, nowhere else. I wasn't going into the real park because that's where the big kids went.
No, of course.
And they went to go do some nefarious things. But, you know, I went to the skate park, you know, had my helmet, you know, had my knee pads, my I didn't get shoulder pads. I wouldn't have needed those. I did have my elbow pads.
Thank God.
You
can't be scraping up the elbows.
Yeah, you really can. I mean, you need those to defend yourself, you know, if in an altercation, you know.
No, like if you just happen to find yourself in the real park.
Yeah, like if you were in the real park, you know, past the hours of 8 p.m. in Brooklyn, New York, you know, like you could, your skateboard could possibly be just yossed from you.
You're
you
throwing never, elbows at that point.
You'd never see it ever again, you know, let alone a razor scooter. You know, like you thought skateboards were high property. Oh my God.
Get yourself on one of those metal steeds and game over.
As soon as they had the ones with the sparks come out, it was over. I ruled fifth grade. That's all I'm going to say. Fifth grade was mine. That was my year.
Did you peak? Maybe.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, here's another song. So here you go.
Crowded, oh, oh, did your doctor?
right, we're back.
What a jam. It's always like jam. A very, very smooth movement of putting the,
thank
the
you.
Headphones all the way back behind the scalp to then put them on.
Yeah, there's a lot of obstacles to overcome there.
And bang, Tufts class 2021.
No, it's fine. Stop blushing. But yeah, rounding out here on week 2 of school. It just seems like I've been here for so much longer than that.
Yeah, no, it's been at least a month. It definitely. Swear. And like in school time, it has felt like a month, but in actual time, it's been less than. Yeah, I actually know 2 weeks exactly. This would make 2 weeks exactly. We're coming up on week 3 though. So
any notable memories from these past 2 weeks?
Notable memories, I'd say probably like fully moving into my own room for the first time in like I say 18 years, although I'm 20 years of age, mm-hmm. because I'm two and a half years older than my next sibling. So that was the amount of time that I spent, you know, alone in my own room / just like sleeping on my mom's like tummy, bro. Probably. Like I really just probably didn't have my own space. And so, you know, things come full circle. All you got to do is just wait 18 years, you know, wait until your junior year in college,
right,
and then you get your own
mom's
room.
Tummy.
You know, like, yeah, right back to the tum. But yeah, no, that's probably one of the wildest things as of yet is just having my own space, because that wasn't like really a thing through middle and high school. It's always with my brother or sister.
Would you like to tell the listeners your choice of wall art?
Oh yeah, sure. I think right now I'm still trying to put up the rest of my puzzles, which consist of a jazz club and a New York Times, the New Yorker magazine cover of, you know, typical New Yorkers, but as dogs.
Important.
And
nuance.
So yeah, it's very, very important because New Yorkers go crazy for their dogs. Most New Yorkers would probably rather have dogs than kids.
Respect.
Just because they don't talk back. I mean, kids don't bark back, but like, you know, there's some give and there's some take.
There totally is.
But yeah, no, I think those are probably my favorite things that I have yet to put up. But right now I have a Winston Churchill war bunker poster that says don't be a sucker, keep your mouth shut, and that was basically like calling out spies at the time,
mm-hmm.
and you know, just saying like, hey, if you're a spy, like do your job, keep your mouth shut, or at the same time, like snitches get stitches. And it's just like a really big fish, it's like getting reeled in by someone. And so, because they didn't keep their mouth shut, so
wow, that's so
a lot going on.
That's a lot, for sure.
Mr. Churchill really had a lot on his mind at the time. But yeah, that's pretty much my art, my room. That's what you call it. And yeah, just a big Jumbo's flag, good old Jumbo
Scobos.
Yeah, that's like directly above my head. You know, I remember where I came from.
Yeah, you
do. I remember where I'm going.
Just stay humble out there.
staying so humble. Yeah, now I got my cowbells lining the edge of my window.
How many cowbells do you
just,
have?
Just three.
Okay.
It's like not a crazy amount.
No, it's
definitely
just
more than average.
Yeah. No.
But usually your normal percussionist/drummer has maybe one or two. But yeah, we've got three cowbells, a wooden, a metal, and then a tin cowbell. So
as long as you're varying the material.
Yeah, no, you gotta vary the material. I mean,
that's fine.
You know, nobody gets three normal wooden like
that would just be silly.
That would just be have amateur hour.
Yeah,
you know?
No, so, that's what I thought.
No, keep the variety. Keep it interesting.
Perfect.
You
know? Okay. Well, I guess we'll just play another absolute banger from Morning Eggs.
Guess we have to.
I guess so. I mean, like on that note, there's really no other way to proceed. So we were just talking about DJ Morning Eggs' peak of sixth grade.
Fashion peak.
Fashion peak, but this is musical seventh grade peak. Yeah. So here we go. Okay, we're back.
Oof. Yeah, I was just basically explaining to DJ Mandy B that every time that song, if that song came on at a function in middle slash like maybe ninth grade,
which it
at
did.
My middle and high school, which, you know, often enough it did, I'd lock eyes with, you know, the closest just the closest female in the room and say, like, look, I want this for you, you know, mm-hmm. like I want to do my best to just stunt as hard as I can while singing, just like go full Beyonce mode, and I want you to know how well I know the lyrics to this song.
So you're gonna watch me for the next 3 minutes. And like
you're gonna watch everything that's happening.
And we're gonna hold hands.
Take notes if you must. Mm-hmm. But I want you to be here with me, you know, present. So whether it was some girl in my grade, that girl's aunt, you know, whoever, grandmas, I was really big into grandmas at the family functions.
No, they're always having the best
and
time.
They're literally just so humble.
Just learn from them.
You just learn so much.
My grandma's so the best wise. At like social functions, because she'll just, it doesn't matter like where everyone's congregated, whether they're sitting or standing, she'll just find herself a chair and pull it to the center of said congregation and just kind of sit and watch. Like, just people watch, but not from afar, but
in
just
the inside looking out.
Yeah, it's definitely a new perspective.
she's got it down.
She really does. And she'll, like, pipe in or, like, start playing with your hair at unannounced moments.
Those are the only two options. So either join the conversation or play with your hair. Mm-hmm. You can count on one of those being the case.
Sometimes she'll ask me to go get her a hairbrush to brush my hair, and I'm like, Grammy, not the time.
Like, really, not right now.
But maybe later.
Like, we're watching football.
Yeah.
Come on, play pool. Oh,
but anyway, we were also talking about prom somehow.
Mm, yeah, tell them about G-Pro.
So junior prom is truly just one of the weirdest nights of my entire life. And it all started when I was asked after the final show of my junior year musical by one of the kids in the tech. And he came up to me after and he was like, will you go to prom with me? And I was like, Eric, yes, I will. Nuance, Eric with a K, but not
yeah,
important,
that's my
just
dad's
interesting.
Name, but Eric with a C.
Oh, perfect. That's why I said the nuance.
<It's all good.
laughs> So then, fast forward, so prom's like a month out at this point. And so then, because you got to ask early so you can coordinate dress and whatever. So then, about a week after he asked me, he starts dating this girl. That's not me. Oof. And so it gets better.
A big sigh from the crowd.
Yeah. Oh. Just like the whole studio is really feeling for me right now. So then they're dating. But then even more fun than that, said girl never gets asked by anybody else to go to prom. Oh. So there's me with someone's boyfriend that's not my boyfriend, and another girl that is dateless but has a boyfriend.
A homewrecker. Sorry, continue.
She did me so dirty, and I didn't even like Eric, so it didn't even matter. So then, like a week before prom, I was like, like, this is super awkward. Like, I know you and Ryan are dating. Like, if you don't want to go with me, I want you to know that that is okay. Like, this is going to be horrible for both of us. And he's like, no, no, it's fine. Like, already told you I was going to bring you to the
team. He tight-lipped. He really tight-lipped.
He really did. Wow. He's like, I already got a navy suit because you've been navy dressed. And I was like, oh my God, Eric, like, navy matches anything. Like, you can just go with Ryan, please.
This is really unnecessary.
But it was okay. We went to prom together. Ryan came to our pre-prom as well. Mm. And they took pictures together. Eric and I took pictures together.
Wow.
Then Eric and I went to prom together in one car. Ryan drove in a different car, but then they reconvened at prom. And then wow. I was like, I'm just going to go. Like, this has been
horrible.
Don't
mind if I head out.
Yeah. Home by 11, as my dad hoped, and asleep by 11:15. Just like a night well spent.
Okay.
So, yeah. And the way we got to that story is because on top of all of that, the hors d'oeuvre served were raw asparagus sticks.
Oof.
So just nobody wanted any of that.
I think there is some absurd quantity of money that is out there that you could pay me to eat raw asparagus. I don't know what that number is.
Mm-mm.
But it exists. It's not feasible.
Yeah.
You know, but we were just discussing that, you know, even after you cook, grill, whatever it is, to some asparagus, the bottom of the stalk is still hard, you know?
So I literally can't imagine.
Like, imagine just a raw version of
that.
It's not good.
It's not right, and it's not a good snack to serve.
It really isn't. Especially not at a function such as junior prom.
It's super true. Jeez. But don't worry. Eric's mother and I are still Facebook friends, so who really won? I did.
Boom, roasted.
Dawn, I miss you. Your pies always look really good.
You've been tabled, Eric.
You really have.
Oh, God.
Have you queued up a song?
You can just play it then.
Oh, just, this one?
Yeah.
All right.
Please enjoy.
Please enjoy.
Aren't you something to admire? Cause you're shining something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always very loud on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand, full of soul, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me. The biggest thing that's set in my heart is the space that now you hold. Show me how to fight for now, and I'll tell you, baby, it was easy coming back into you once I figured. Cause it doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, cause I see truth somewhere in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. Cause with your hand in my hand, in a pocket full of soul, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your head on the path, pull you through, you just gotta be strong. I don't wanna lose you now. I'm looking right at the other half of me.
can see the set in my heart. Here's the space, and now you're home. You show me how to fight for now.
You show me, baby.
I tell you, baby, and it was easy coming back here to you once I figured it out. You were right here all along. It's like you're my mirror. My mirror staring back at me. I couldn't get any bigger with anyone else beside of me. And now it's clear as this promise that we're making. Two reflections into one. Cause it's like you're my mirror. My mirror staring back at me. Staring back at me.
What a fade out by Mandy B.
Thank you.
Man, just that.
I'm out here just like working the board.
I was freaking out. I was like, wait, there are 3 minutes left. What do we do? And Mandy B is like, I got this.
I got it. Let it's me really